Good afternoon. On behalf of the Education Commission of the DPRK, I'd like to talk about issues on the children's right and the right to education in our country. I will take this opportunity to thank you for your questions and comments. I will answer your questions with outline on the recent status of education in our country, including the efforts on improving the quality of education. In DPRK, the universal 11-year compulsory education was enforced in 1975, and from 2014, the universal 12-year compulsory education was introduced. In our country, education is free of charge, and all expenses for education are completely borne by the state. All children, when they become of school age, are obligated to enter school. People's committees of different levels, when a new school year begins, make a register of all the school-age children in all the households of their region and are giving priority efforts on entering them to the schools. This is stipulated in several laws, including the education law and the general education law. The law on the nursing and upbringing of children also stipulates the issues to nurse and bring up all the children with good nutrition and in hygienic condition. The state is taking all measures for enabling all the children finish their 12-year compulsory education course without any worries. According to the education law, the state provides educational condition, fund, textbooks and teaching materials, educational equipment, transportation for the commute, and the relevant organs such as cabinet and local government organs should support educational institutions. The government takes education as an important state issue and has been systematically increasing its investment on education. The national strategy for the development of education was mapped out in 2014, setting up targets for its implementation in steps, and at the moment we are implementing the 5-year plan for the development of education and the action plan for the improvement of the quality of primary and secondary education. In order to improve the quality of education, we've updated the curriculum for general education and directed more efforts on renovating schools in rural areas, giving importance to eliminating the differences between the urban and rural areas in education sector. And we've achieved a big progress in improving the quality of education at the rural schools. Taking the improvement of the teachers' quality as utmost important issue in improving the quality of education, all the normal universities and teacher training colleges put lots of efforts on updating their curriculum and improving the educational conditions and environments, thus further improve the quality of teacher training. All the universities across the country and many schools established local area network and connected to the intranet in 2018, placing education on IT basis, and many schools across the country were newly reconstructed and renovated. At the same time, acknowledging the necessity to strengthen vocational education in line with the acceleration of the economic growth, the time frame of more than 60 vocational colleges was extended by 1 year in 2016. And the curriculum and teaching contents updated. More than 100 technical senior middle schools in 9 different sectors and IT senior middle schools newly established in 2017 and 2018 respectively. The government setting forth the targets to ensure that all the people are well versed in science and technology is doing its best for its realization. Distance education system is being further perfected and 22 universities have set up distance education colleges so that lots of workers can enjoy their learning on modern science and technology according to their wish. In 2017, the government established the distance education system based on telecommunication network. Thus, anyone can study without any limitation of time and place. The education sector actively cooperates and exchanges with various international organizations such as UNESCO and UNICEF to improve the quality of education and to achieve sustainable development goals. The government is putting a great effort on strengthening education and human rights so as to raise its awareness. We are not only training human rights specialists, but we are also giving education on human rights to all the people through education and schools and society. International Convention on Human Rights is a compulsory subject at training institutions of law officers, including the Law College of the Kim Il-sung University. And other higher educational institutions are teaching human rights in the class of General Review on Law. schools of different levels have increased the time allocated to law education, and we are teaching domestic laws and international conventions in close combination with other subjects according to the psychological distinctions of different age of students. Other institutions and enterprises have a well-organized law education network to provide education on human rights on a regular basis. And many law-related books, including the compilation of DPRK laws and the International Human Rights Conventions, were published so that all the people would be well aware of the laws related to human rights. The government pays a special attention to raising the awareness of officials working at the people's government organs and law enforcement organs, as they play an important role in protecting and promoting human rights. And the Presidium of Supreme People's Assembly, jointly with the National Committee for the Implementation of International Human Rights Treaties, organize regular lectures, trainings, and seminars on domestic laws and international conventions on human rights for the officials of people's government organs and law enforcement organs. I'd like to address the issue of child labor. We clarified this issue on several occasions, including at the sessions for the consideration of the fifth CRC implementation report. The activities that students conduct on farms are not what you call mobilization or any form of labor, but educational activities carried out according to the curriculum. In order to help students to put theory into practice and gain practical knowledge, 3 weeks of field practice every year is included in the curriculum of senior middle school. Students go to the farms and carry out different kinds of activities, such as planting trees and tending crops, consolidating the knowledge they've learned at school, and get to nurture the patriotic spirit. The education law stipulates that educational institutions must implement their curriculum without fail, and teachers and students cannot be mobilized to the activities they are not reflected in the curriculum. It is prohibited by law to force labor on students except the ones included in the curriculum, and anyone who forces heavy labor on students is legally punished. Thank you.